Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4542.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain that influence.
So I guess the people who had the most influence on my life would have to be my parents. They've just given me the love and support that I needed to get where I am. And growing up, they kind of always instilled in me the drive and desire to better myself for just like my own like edification and just for myself. They kind of gave me like the perfect example of a healthy, loving, and stable relationship and like truly show me what it meant to be like somebody's partner in life. And they were just like a constant example of self-sacrifice and perseverance. And they actually started their own small business together, which was like a huge example for me.
What do you aspire to be?
So I guess I aspire to be a successful person, and like meaning being fulfilled in like all aspects of life, like love, work, and play. You know, I want to be one of the top people in my area of my career field, and never to let work, you know, as a part of that, never let work completely consume my life.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
At heart, I guess I'm a fun-loving, charismatic, and caring person. I'm also the person that's always trying to fix things, whether it's, you know, something that's broken or some type of system that I see a problem with, or, you know, just people who are upset about something.
What makes you smile?
So pretty much any time I see, you know, a puppy or a kitten, but who doesn't? Also, I can't help but smile, like, on a nice day when I'm walking around a lake or a river.
What types of things make you happy?
So pretty much any type of animal. Going on hikes, especially exploring, like, new places that I haven't been before. And cooking. I absolutely love to cook, like, new and exotic foods. Like, I'm a bit of a foodie, I guess.
What types of things make you sad?
Any type of like abuse or neglect towards animal or children, especially a pet or something like that. In general, any type of intolerance or closed-mindedness. I'm of the firm belief that like nothing is black or white. Everything is a shade of gray, and there's wiggle room for every thought or idea.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
So I grew up in the suburbs of a relatively large southern metropolitan area, and I like to think that because of that culture that I grew up in, that I try to be very respectful and conscientious of others. Like, so growing up in an area that's like traditionally considered to be intolerant, I feel like that has made me much more aware of what meaningless words or actions may mean to other people.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And if so, how did you develop this attribute?
I guess I've always held myself to completing or accomplishing like my own goals that I've set for myself. And kind of along that, I've always really been able to express my point of view clearly and effectively.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have, and why?
So they can be a little bit contradictory, but I think open-mindedness with a strong sense of self-worth, I think that a person who has a good sense of self-worth, as well as the ability to remain open-minded to other ideas, is like the most well-rounded person you could be.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
So it kind of goes along with the last question, and it's actually the same attribute. And that stubbornness. So I think that this quality is both positive and negative, and without some degree of stubbornness, I don't think I could have achieved the goals that I've achieved thus far. Without being able to, you know, stand strong about the things that I feel strongly about, I don't think I would be as respected as a leader as I am now. But stubbornness can be taken a little bit too far, and I'm sure it's hindered me in some ways, and so it's something that I'm always trying to take a step back and self-assess on.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I guess a good feeling for self-worth and self-perseverance, And also, they did a great job with, like, teaching me self-reliance.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I love when we go on camping trips together. And then one of the big things for my family is that we have huge holiday get-togethers where the entire extended family gets together, and it's just like a big Italian meal.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why that gift was so special.
So it was my very first dog, and getting that dog and being responsible for his care was pretty much what solidified my desire to work with animals.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I really liked swimming, playing video games, and was a huge, like, Lego fanatic. Later, like in my teenage years, I was really into, like, writing fiction and short stories and poems.
What is your favorite book? What types of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
So I love any type of fantasy or science fiction book, but any type of quirky work of fiction I usually enjoy. My favorite book is called Anathem by Neal Stephenson, and I read it in like 3 days and couldn't put it down. I don't think I can say I have like a particular favorite literary character.
What is your favorite word and why?
So it's a little weird, and it constantly changes. Right now it's suboptimal, like I find myself using it all the time. I'm not even sure if it's a real word, but it seems to work for lots of situations.
What was the last movie you saw, and who was your favorite character?
The last movie that I saw was Cabin in the Woods. I don't really remember any of the characters from it because it wasn't really that great, because it wasn't quite as scary as I thought it would be.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I'm not really into sports that much.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
So I love hanging out with my friends, and we usually like try to go to like a new restaurant or whatever that we haven't been to before. I'm also really into going on hikes and photography while I'm out, like taking pictures of different things in nature. I'm also big into volunteering at animal shelters.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I think so. I've always been good at like creative writing. And so I've written a lot of like short fiction stories, poems. I even started and almost finished a novel at one point when I was younger.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Yeah. So when I was a teenager, I, for whatever reason, like bleached my hair and it came out looking like a reddish blonde one summer. And my mom told me that I looked like Ricky Martin, and I was, like, completely mortified.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
So it would have to be moving out of the area that I've always lived in my whole life. So moving to a different region of the country really broadened my horizons from both an educational standpoint as well as a cultural standpoint. And I think that it has definitely made me like a happier, more well-rounded person.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
Oh, I would love to interview or just have a drink with Jimmy Buffett. Like, I'm a huge fan. I think his overall outlook on life is like really desirable, except for a few poor choices he may have made.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
So one of the ones that I guess would be most prominent was the first veterinary hospital that I actually worked in, because that pretty much solidified my desire to become a vet.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Ooh, moving across country and taking a job.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematic theory, or piece of literature that has surprised or unsettled or challenged you, and if so, in what way?
So back in high school, I read a book called Darwin's Black Box, which was a book that supported the idea of intelligent design theory of evolution that was kind of like a middle ground between pure natural selection and random chance versus creationism, and it really made me think.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Oh, relaxing on a beach with friends.
Where would you like to be the most?
So recently, I've been fantasizing about when I'm done with continued training, moving to Australia and working there.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
I don't know. My friends, I guess.
What is your approach to life?
Well, I don't always follow it, but I think that everything happens or falls out the way it's supposed to.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
So when I graduated from veterinary school, I was recognized, and it completely came as a surprise because I didn't really know anybody knew that I was doing this, but I did a lot of volunteer work helping to improve local animal shelters, and so they recognized me for that, which was really nice.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yeah, I loved Monopoly.
Who is your favorite actor?
I don't know. I don't really think I have one.
What is your favorite dinner?
Homemade eggplant parmesan, for sure.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
So when I was like 12 or 13, I was on a hike with my parents in the Smoky Mountains, and I climbed to a top of a no-access, like, rocky crag, and they didn't want you going up there because it wasn't safe, and I just kind of slipped away from everybody and climbed up there.
What is the first thing that you do in the morning?
Usually it's feed my cat, so she'll be quiet and I can go back to sleep.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
So I really wish I could start my own animal rescue shelter.
Why did you choose your career in veterinary work?
So I really liked working with animals, and being a vet, it also is like fun to work out a puzzle of determining what's making an animal sick.
What do you find most interesting about your work?
So I think it's really interesting that, you know, I have to go through a whole problem-solving process to figure out what's going on without actually being able to speak with the patient.
If you had to choose a different career, what would you be, and why would you choose that career?
I think it would have to be a dolphin trainer. I think I would love working with them because I think they're, like, super intelligent.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what do you think you would be doing with work or family or traveling?
So I hope to be working full-time teaching at a veterinary school, and then be in a happy, stable relationship.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
So I guess, like, dinner out on a pier or a deck overlooking, like, a lake or river, and then, you know, ending, like, with a walk down under the stars or whatever.
What qualities do you look for in a significant other?
So I definitely need someone who has a sense of humor, as well as somebody who's relaxed yet driven to succeed.
What is the nicest thing you could do for a significant other?
I guess just be there when you're needed.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
So in undergrad, I had a friend that was married, and he and his wife weren't able to have children, and so, like, they went through a program like this, and I know it, like, obviously made a huge difference in their life.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4542.